Praise God. You know, I titled this sermon, Praise God, the Ark of the Covenant. Praise God. Amen. This is a praise God sermon. You gotta praise God, think a little bit. Praise God. You might have to use your imagination a little bit to understand it. Praise God, but you can. Praise God, because God's gonna bless you with it. But it's called the Ark of the Covenant, and in Hebrews chapter 9, I'm gonna be reading. Hebrews 9 and verse 1. Praise God. He says, then verily the first covenant, the old covenant, had also ordinances of divine service in a worldly sanctuary. They had a temple, praise God. For there was a tabernacle made, that's the temple. The first wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. The first room of the temple had this in it, praise God. And after the second veil, into the second room, you went to a second room through a veil, the tabernacle that which is called the holiest of all. So the second room is the holiest of all, and it represented the throne room of God. Now notice what's in it, verse 4, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And over it the cherubims of glory shadowing the mercy seat of which we cannot now speak particularly. Praise the Lamb of God. Now think about this. Praise God what it was. It was an ark. It was a box made out of chittim wood. And it was overlaid with gold. And it was about 45 inches long and 25 inches wide and about 25 inches high. Praise God. And it was overlaid with gold, and they had a seat they were covered up with and laid on top like a lid. Now inside of it, praise God, you heard what I read, praise God, there was a pot of manna. That's the bread that came down from heaven was in it. Praise God, and the ark of the tables of the covenant, the Ten Commandments were in it, that God wrote with His own finger, and the rod of iron, praise God, which budded, was found in that ark, praise God. Now praise God, that's what was in it, and that ark was put into the most holy place of the temple. Praise God. Now, I want to preach today, praise God, that ark that Moses made that was kept in the temple represented Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God. It was symbolism teaching us something about this man Jesus, praise God. Amen. That ark, Brother Mike, was put into the holiest place of all, which represented the throne room of God. Where's Jesus at today? Praise God, He's at the right hand of God Almighty and Father. Praise God, He said, I sit down with my Father in His throne. So praise God, Jesus right now is in the holiest place of heaven, and He's been there since He went back to heaven. Praise God, when He became a baby, He came from there and became a baby. Praise God, so that represents Jesus. Jesus is there, praise God, in the most holy place. Now think what else. That ark was overlaid with gold. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. What does gold represent? Praise God, it represents kingship. Praise God. Amen. In the book of Exodus it says, and thou shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. The rim of that ark had a crown made on it, praise God, of gold. And the whole thing was overlaid with gold. Praise God, guess who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, praise God, today? It's Jesus Christ, amen. The Lamb of God. He's King of Kings and He's Lord of Lords today. Praise the Lamb of God. And on His head, Revelation 14 tells us He's got a crown of gold.
Yeah.
Amen. He's been crowned by His Father God with a crown of gold. Now praise God, when He comes back and gets His people, it says He's going to be wearing many crowns, because them saints of God are going to cast their crowns at the feet of Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. Amen. That's good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Praise God, that's good, praise God. But I tell you, now to be in that number that's casting their crowns, you're going to have to cast your crown today. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have to lay down your self-will, your rebellion. Praise God, this I and me stuff, you got to cast it down today and say Jesus is Lord. Amen, like Shane taught this morning. Why call me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? Praise the Lamb of God, if Jesus is Lord, and He is. If Jesus is King, and He is, praise God, we should be obeying Him. Praise God, a Christian is somebody that's took their old evil will and laid it at the feet of Jesus and said, not my will, but thy will be done. Praise God. Amen. But God, praise God, has crowned His Son with a crown of gold, and we're going to crown Him when we get to the kingdom. Praise God. Amen. So that gold and that ark represents Jesus too. Now inside, praise God, that ark, like I said, was the Ten Commandments of God. I want you to look at Psalms. I'll tell you what that represents. Praise God. Right from the Bible. Psalms verse 40. Or chapter 40 verse 6. Praise the Lamb of God. Psalms 40 and verse 6. Listen to what it says. Praise God, this is quoted in the book of Hebrews by the writer, praise God, talking about Jesus. This is Jesus talking. Verse 6 of chapter 40 of Psalms. It says, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it's written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Thy law is within my heart. That's the words of Jesus Christ. That ark, praise God, that Moses made of gold, it had the Ten Commandments in it, symbolizing, praise God, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, praise God. Jesus had the law of God in his heart, praise God, and he fulfilled it perfectly, praise God. He didn't mess up one time, Brother Clarence. He was sinless, praise the Lamb of God. He was righteous. He was pure. He was holy, praise God. Amen. He was above sin. Praise the Lamb of God. And that law that was in his heart, praise God, that represents his holy nature. Praise God, his perfect obedience, praise God. And because he was perfect and without sin, he could die on that cross for me and you. If he would have sinned one time, Brother Mike, he would have had to die for himself. But because he was pure and holy and had the righteousness of God in him, he could die for me. Praise God, he never failed, he never sinned, he never came short of the glory of God, praise the Lamb of God. Now praise God, think about Aaron's rod. Praise God, Aaron was Moses' brother. And praise God, God said, I'm going to choose a line of priests out of this tribe of Israel. Praise God, this is a long time ago before Jesus was born. And praise God, he said, the way I'm going to do it, somebody's rod is going to bud. And Aaron had this old walking stick, brother man. And it was dead and it was old. And praise God, that old walking stick, that rod of iron began to blossom. And it began to bud. And it even bore fruit, praise God. And that showed that Aaron was going to be God's priest. And that his children would be God's priest. Now praise God, that was put in the Ark of the Covenant. Why? Well, that represents Jesus. Praise God, who's the high priest now? Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, after the order of Melchizedek. He's our high priest, praise the Lamb of God. Now notice, it came up a dry stick, a dead stick. Jesus is a plant that came up out of dry ground. You're talking about dead religion. Them Jews had dead religion when Jesus was on earth. They had all kinds of ordinances and customs. And praise God, they went to church every week, praise God, to the synagogue, but they was dead. They had dry and dead religion, praise God. Then look at this. That dry stick, nobody would have thought it could have budded and bloomed and had fruit. Same with Jesus. Praise God, just think. When Jesus, praise God, was arrested that night, who would have thought that he would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Praise God, when his beard was plucked from his face, who would have thought it? When his back was stripped, praise God, to the blood gushed out, and that crown of thorns was put on his head and smoked down on top of it. Praise God, who would have thought that he would be God's great high priest? Praise God, as he hung up there between heaven and earth on that cross, and he said, I thirst, praise God, who would have thought that this would be the man, praise God, the Savior of the world? When they pierced his side and came out blood and water, who would have thought it, praise God? When he was in the tomb dead and cold like that old stick, praise God, who would have thought that this man was, praise God, the Son of God that liveth forever and ever? Praise God, they wouldn't have thought it. But praise God, on the third day, something happened. It blossomed. Amen. Amen. Jesus came out of the tomb. Death and hell couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't hold him. Praise God, he came out. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to his name. And it blossomed. And it brought forth fruit. And what's the fruit of Jesus Christ? You're looking at it. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're a child of God today, the fruit of Jesus Christ is you. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. If He's delivered you from your dope, that's the fruit of Jesus Christ. Praise God. If He's changed the way you talk, praise God, that's the fruit of Jesus Christ. If He's put love in your heart for your enemies, that's the fruit of Jesus Christ in you. Praise God. He's got fruit over the world. Praise God. Amen. That dry rod, praise God, that blossom has got fruit all over the world. It's in God's children that's born again. Have been partakers of the Holy Ghost. There's fruit, praise God, amen. There's fruit, praise God. Now think, praise God, about the manna. There's a pot of it that had a manna, praise God, put in it. Look at John. We know where we're talking about, praise God. John chapter 6, we know the verses, praise God. Just read one of them. Praise God, amen, that bread that fell from heaven, they put it in a pot and put it in the Ark of the Covenant. Now what in the world did that symbolize? Jesus answers this in the cell. Verse 33 of chapter 6 of John. says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth his life unto the world. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says one place that bread is the staff of life. But I'm telling you today that Jesus Christ is the staff of life. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. If you eat that bread, you're never going to die. Praise God. Amen. You'll live. Amen. Think about the manna. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the true bread. I'm the true bread. Praise God. Look at it. That bread came directly from God as a free gift to them people. Amen. In the wilderness. How about Jesus? Yeah. He came directly from God. He said, my Father sent me. That's why God so loved the world that He gave as a free gift. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. The manna was white, the Bible says, in color. Amen. What do you think that means? Amen. Jesus is pure. He's innocent. He's holy. He's white. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. He's a holy Lord. Praise God. Amen. Not only that, praise God, but the Bible says it was sweet to the taste. Amen. It was sweet when you tasted it, Brother Mike. Let me tell you about somebody else that's sweet. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
Praise God, He's sweet. Once you taste them, once you get a hold of them just right, praise God, you'll not deny it. He is sweet, praise God, amen. Now think about this. When that bread fell, they went and got it, and they ground it down to powder, and they beat it, and they made like flour out of it, made cakes out of it, praise God. What does that represent? Jesus, when He was on earth, He was beaten. He was ground. He was suffered, praise God. He was nailed to the old cross, amen, that people might, praise God, eat Him. If He wouldn't have died on that cross, there'd be no hope for us, praise God. But He was broken. He suffered, praise the Lamb of God, and He died that we might have hope today, praise the Lamb of God, amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Now think who all ate that bread. It was those that came out of Egypt through that Red Sea. They, praise God, God was leading them through the wilderness, praise God, and they ate that of the bread. Who's eating Jesus Christ today? You got to be willing to turn your back on Egypt. You got to be willing to turn your back on Babylon, on this world. Praise God, you got to be willing to go through that Red Sea and be baptized, praise God, in the water. And He'll feed you, praise God, amen, from heaven, praise God, if you follow Him. Praise God, them Jews, they was in bondage. They were slaves in Egypt. Think about it. But God brought them through the Red Sea and fed them with the bread from heaven. We were in bondage to sin and corruption, but He freed us and He feeds us with the bread from heaven. See all the symbolism, praise God? Think about it. The manna was given to everybody equally, Brother Mike. Didn't matter if you're black, white, rich, poor, what you was, lame. Praise God, the manna came down and everybody that wanted it could go get it, praise God. Same way with Jesus Christ. He's available to all, black, white, poor, rich. It don't matter. If you'll come to Him, praise God, He'll save you. He's willing to save all. Now, to praise God, the manna fell. The whole time they was in the wilderness, Brother Mike. It didn't stop falling until they crossed the Jordan River. Praise God, and they ate it, and they got strength. And they got nourishment. And they got strength. And they got power, praise God, to go on and make it all the way to that Jordan River, praise God. How about us? Man, when you get saved, it begins to fall. And you can eat that bread, Brother Mike. And it'll give you strength to go on all the way, all the way to your Jordan River. All the way to the time you have to cross that old river of death. Praise the Lamb of God, He's going to feed you every way. He'll give you strength. But praise God, don't think that you can make it if you don't eat that bread. Praise God, if you don't eat that bread from heaven, praise God, how in the world you're going to make it? You're not going to. Praise God, you ain't going to. You got to have strength from above, praise the Lamb of God, to go over that river. Praise God, you got to eat the bread of Christ. He said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood. Praise the Lamb of God, amen, or you'll not have life in you. Praise the Lamb of God. Are we eating it today? Oh, how do you eat it, brother? Well, you believe upon Him first. And praise God, right here, some bread. That good word of God is bread. Praise God when you eat it. Praise God, it's good. It's a sap of life. He'll give you strength. And when you get down, you pray. Like Brother Clarence was talking about, not no dry prayer. Not no, Lord, I thank you for not letting me die today and forgive me all my sins. I'm going to bed. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about getting down, praise God, in the spirit of prayer. Pray, confessing your sins to God and asking Him to purify your heart until the spirit of prayer gets on you and you can truly pray. And it'll strengthen your soul, Brother Clarence. There's power in it that's going to help you, praise God. Amen. And doing the will of God. Jesus said, praise the Lamb of God. He was hungry. He sat down at the well. And his disciples went to get food, and he witnessed to that little woman at the well. And they came back and said, "Eat, Master." He said, "I got bread that you don't know about." They didn't know what he was talking about. He was talking about the will of God. Yeah. He was doing the will of God. It was feeding his soul, praise God. If you do the will of God, it'll feed your soul too. But we need to eat that bread. Oh, glory to His name. Right here's a good table to eat at. I'm telling you the truth, praise God. You can eat at this table. You can get on them knees and praise God. And pray on that, praise God. And amen, talk to God and get some help. Praise God. I told Brother Clarence, this is my favorite place in the whole church right here. Praise God right here. That's my favorite table. Some of you, praise God, you like it in there. Praise God, I like eating in there. I like eating right here. Praise the Lamb of God. I got better food right here. Praise God will give me strength and power. Praise God. It's right here on that table. Praise the Lamb of God. Hey, man, I ain't trying to brag or nothing. But I fast, praise God. I fast for that natural food. Praise God, because I don't want my flesh to get in my way. Praise God. And if you want to get that flesh out of your way, that flesh is no good. You fast. You skip some meals. Praise God. Hey, man, you go without it for a day or two. And you'll, praise God, get some help. Praise God from God. Hey, man, you get power. Hey, man, get that flesh out of your way. Praise God, but nowadays, praise God, people will laugh at fasting. Oh, fasting. Fasting. They never heard of it in a lot of churches. What is it? Praise God, Jesus said, "You shall fast." Praise God. He said, "These come out by only prayer and fasting." Praise God, you shall fast. It's a required. Praise God, I don't tell you when to fast or how to fast, but you better be fasting. Praise God, surely in God. You know, praise God, you can look at yourselves. Praise God, I know I need to fast. I'm fleshly. I'm carnal. No works of the flesh is in my life. Praise God, I need to fast. That's where it comes from. Praise God, when I feel this flesh rising up, Brother Clarence, I go and I begin to fast because I know if I don't do something to it, it's going to cause me to stumble. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. Paul said, "I keep my body under subjection." Praise the Lamb of God. We need to. Need to be a fasting people. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, praise God. Eating that good food. I'm talking about good food. Hey, man, the food from heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to His name. Praise God. And then praise God, that ark had a mercy seat on it. It had a lid that was called the mercy seat. Oh, who's the mercy seat today for believers? Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus is the throne of grace to us. It's through Jesus Christ, amen, that God shows His mercy and His graciousness to the children of men. Only through Jesus. Praise God, if you're outside of Christ, you're lost and separated from the mercies of God. But in Christ, you've got them all, praise God. All the mercies of God is to be found in Christ Jesus, praise God. Look, He sits above, amen, the testimony, praise God, the Ten Commandments. He sits above that righteousness. That's His righteousness. If when you come short of that glory, praise God. When you sin, if you fall short, you're to go and approach that throne of grace and say, "God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. God, have mercy upon me. I came short of Your glory." And praise God, Jesus, by His blood, will forgive you. Amen. Praise God. He's done and made that atoning sacrifice for the breaking of the law. And if you'll forsake it, amen, sincere repentance, He'll forgive you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Another word for the mercy seat is the covering of grace. It's the covering. Yeah. Covering of grace. Who covers us with His grace? Jesus. Right. Praise God. He's perfectly righteous. Perfectly holy. Praise God. And if we'll believe upon Him, He'll clothe us in His righteousness. Wash us in His blood. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And we can walk in Christ. And talk in Christ. And live in Christ. And praise God. Do His will in Jesus Christ. By His blood we're covered. If we'll confess our sins to God. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Now look, turn to Joshua. One more example, praise God, it's an important one. Praise God, amen. Amen. Look at the book of Joshua, chapter 3. Praise God, this is, praise God, Moses had just died. Praise God, and Joshua was now in charge. You know what the name Joshua means? That's a Hebrew name for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Jesus was, the name is the same in the Hebrew. But this man Joshua, praise God, amen. He led these people across the Jordan into the promised land. And Jesus is going to lead us, amen, across the Jordan into the promised land if we keep believing. But look what He does with the ark, though. And they commanded, verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3. And they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord, your God, and the priest, the Levites, bear it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way hitherfore. Praise the Lamb of God. Now what is he saying? Praise God. Amen. The ark, praise God, was there, and the priest would carry it. Jesus don't need nobody to carry him. But praise God, that ark represents Jesus Christ. And God told his people, he said, look, when you see that ark move, you get up and you follow that ark. You follow the ark, praise God. And you don't get too close to it. Now you don't get in front of it, praise God. You stay at a safe distance and you follow that ark and you go where it goes, praise the Lamb of God. Same way with Jesus. Praise God, we're to follow Jesus, praise the Lamb of God. Where He goes, we're to follow, praise God. We're to walk in His steps, praise the Lamb of God. If you do that, you'll not fall. Praise God, we're not to walk too far back because Peter did. Peter followed the Lord afar off, and what did he do? He denied the Lord three times and fell. Praise God. And we're not supposed to walk in front of the ark. Praise God, because if you get in front of Jesus Christ and try to make your own way, you're going to get lost. You're going to fall out of the way, praise God. But you're to follow, praise God, that ark of the covenant at a safe distance. And I'll tell you, how safe is a safe distance from Jesus? Just like this. You get them just like this, and you hold on to them, and you fall right in the steps, praise God. Don't get too far back. Hey, man, don't get in front of them. Just walk with them. He says, come on. Take my hand, walk with me. Praise God, take my hand. He says, come and follow me, praise God. Amen. Amen. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I want that yoke upon me. Praise God, and I'll yoke you with the next two oxen with it. Amen. Praise God, I want to be yoked to Jesus Christ today. I want Him to lead me and guide me. Where are you going to lead me, Jesus? You're going to lead me to the kingdom of heaven. Praise God, He's going to lead me down the path of holiness. Hear that? There's a way. Praise God, called holiness. Praise God. And God's people, they walk that path. Unclean ain't going to walk it. Praise God, they're not on it. But the holiness, praise God in the Lord. Praise God. He'll lead you and separate you from sin. Praise the Lamb of God. He'll lead you, praise God, into a spiritual walk. A holy walk. Praise the Lamb of God. If you'll follow this man Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. But He's the ark. Praise God. And you read on there. Praise God. What happens? They come to that River Jordan, Brother Clarence. Praise God. And God says, you let them priests with that ark step into the river. Praise God. You let it step in. And when they do, it's going to stop the river. And praise God, when them priests stepped into the Jordan with that Ark of the Covenant, that river stopped flowing. Yeah. And it backed all the way up to the city of Adam, it says. Praise God, and it stopped flowing all the way down to the Dead Sea. Praise God, and God's children, Israel, walked across on dry land into the Promised Land. Praise God, Jesus is going to go before you. Praise the Lamb of God, He's done been through death. Hey man, He's done and died, He's done and been through it. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you'll follow Him, you can walk across some dry land.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. He stopped death. He stopped that old river of Jordan. Praise God. He said, those that believe in me shall never die. Praise the Lamb of God. He stopped it and backed all the way up to Adam. Hey, that's something, that's symbolism, man. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. But look, if we don't follow Jesus and we come to that old river of Jordan, we're not going to cross it. It's going to wash us down. And wash us down. Where does it end up? In the Dead Sea. There's a lake of fire, Brother Clarence. There's a sea of fire. If we don't cross with Jesus, we're going to get washed down that old river of death right into the Dead Sea. Right where, praise God, the devil and his angels are going to be. Praise God, that's where we're going to be. Praise God, but let's follow Jesus. Let's follow that ark, praise the Lamb of God. Is He today, praise God, amen, is He your mercy seat? Praise God, do you go to Him and get mercy and grace? Praise the Lamb of God. If there's sin in your life, if there's things in your life today that shouldn't be there, maybe the old doctor gave you a prescription, and you know, praise God, amen, it's not doing you no good. Praise God, amen, just because the doctor prescribed it, it's still dope, praise God. If there's something like that, you can go and get help and power over it, praise God. Praise God, have you repented of your sins, been sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ today? Are you eating the bread from heaven? Praise the Lamb of God, you eating that manna from heaven today? You can start today. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. The table spread. He says, whosoever will, let them come and eat. Come and dine.
Amen.
Praise God. We can have it today. There's forgiveness. There's power. There's strength, oh God. There's a closer walk with Jesus. We sing about it. Just a closer walk with Thee. Do you really want it? We can have it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to ask everybody to come. Pray and pray at this altar. Let's have real prayer. Real sincere prayer with God. Praise God.